staying with UNC, but better news at Wilson Library. Earlier today, they unveiled a really cool new exhibit involving, or a collection addition to the library, writings and papers of Dean Smith, donated by Smith's family, dating all the way back to the 1940s, I believe, up until the 90s. WCHL's Blake Hodge was at Wilson Library earlier today for the announcement celebration. He joins us here in the studio now.
It was cool. I'm also about the pepper spray thing. I'm curious how long the effects of pepper spray linger in the air that they had to cancel basketball games
probably
for
just
later
precaution,
in the evening, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. A normal Thursday at a high school.
Apparently, yeah.
Pepper spray in the gym. Yeah, much better news.
I mean, my high school, when I was growing up.
Well, you were doing the pepper spraying or no?
No, of course I wasn't doing the pepper. I'm pure as the driven snow.
Sure,
what are you talking about?
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, there's an EMS vehicle over there. I should check into why they're here. But anyway, today at the Wilson Library, the Southern Historical
Stream of
collection.
Consciousness.
Sorry, yeah, I just turned and happened to see Medic 3 of Orange County EMS here and caught my attention. Anyway, start over. Today at Wilson Library, the Southern Historical Collection added quite a collection. It was several thousand documents that they now have attained from Smith's family, as you mentioned, to put on display for the people of North Carolina. Whenever you're talking about Dean Smith, of course, the legendary basketball coach, but had so many other facets of what he is known for in terms of the civil rights movement and other issues throughout history in North Carolina that he took some level of importance with, some level of self-ownership there, and took some action on. And one of the interesting items that was not basketball related today was his letter to Chancellor Aycock at the time, I believe it was. He wasn't chancellor anymore, but it was talking to several people, Wade Smith being one of them, Hugh Morton, to thank them for counsel about his potential bid to run for senator in 1990. I thought that was really interesting because he wrote the letter and thanked them for several things, one of them being just taking time to meet with him, but also some of the advice that they gave. And one of the things that they had pointed out to him was that, one, this is quoting directly from them, what you folks said about really wanting to be a senator and not just wanting to beat Jesse Helms. That was one of the reasons that he gave. The fact that the timing is not good was the second reason there. But to see some of these things that are in his own words, and it's letters that he wrote, and then you can see the markups on that he's got in his own pen writing there, and a telegram from Michael Jordan that was sent is cool. I've never seen a telegram before, I don't believe.
Yeah.
So there's step one for that. But it's just a really cool look into more of what you kind of don't know about Dean Smith. Some of the things, of course, that we do, and it's cool, they've got a piece of the 1982 net from the championship game that's there. They've got some pictures, and if you want to touch any of those pictures, you have got to put the gloves on. Learn that today. So, but it's
the hard way. Did you learn that?
No. Okay. Luckily, I was so nervous to touch anything that I was ahead of the curb on learning that you needed gloves to mess with those. But it's a cool exhibit to be able to look at and get a little more of that personal touch to somebody that so many knew on a level, not a personal level,
kind of
obviously,
detached,
but
like,
yeah,
oh,
but you feel like you know
really,
him,
especially
if you happen to grow up or live in North Carolina during that time. So it's a really neat thing that they have been able to put on, thanks to the donation, of course, but you can tell by the gravity of it that they understand how many people, one, are going to want to go see this, and two, kind of relearning and a new understanding of the impact that Dean Smith had on so many people. So it was a cool exhibit. They've got those thousands of documents going back to some projects that he worked on whenever he was a teenager in school, and then some other things as well in terms of audio recordings and interviews that had been conducted that they've got, you know, hours worth of interview audio as well to go through and listen to him talking in that very kind of raw sense and yeah. not the edited down versions of things. It's cool.
Oh, that's really cool. So we mentioned, or speaking with Blake Hodge about this, we mentioned that it's an exhibit. It is an exhibit, and I assume also it's sort of papers archived for research purposes too, right?
Yeah, they've got
like thousands of documents.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. So it's got a lot of different facets to it. The just general correspondence between people, congratulations about this, thank you for this, kind of those more just cordial things, and then a few things that like the projects that he was working on in school. The interview that we did today with the director of the Southern Historical Collection mm-hmm. was talking about his parents keeping unbelievably detailed scrapbooks and notes about yes. his experiences through a lot of these things. So it helps to kind of, again, paint that full picture going back into the 40s, like you said.
That's really cool. Yeah. So I can't get over the like counterfactual prospect of Dean Smith having run for U.S. Senate in 1990. Yeah, I did not know that he was considering doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's I was born in 1990, so obviously I wasn't really plugged into that conversation, unfortunately. But it's something that you always heard about in terms of this folklore, the story he talked about, he almost ran for Senate.
Maybe doing it, yeah.
But, Ron Stutz almost ran for Senate one time. It feels like one of those types of things where it's just like somebody says it one time and you never know how much actual truth.
Right,
but
right.
It was enough truth where he consulted a former chancellor and several very influential people around the university and the state to try to gauge what he should be weighing if he were to decide to run for Senate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who would have coached the team in 93?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know.
You? I don't know. Ron Stutz.
Definitely neither of those two are good choices at all. That's terrible, Blake.
That should not be the athletic director.
No, never be the athletic director. All right. So that's open now and available for people to come by Wilson Library.
Yeah, it's at the historical collection. So they are anticipating heavy attendance to see this.
Yes.
So they are also asking, especially early on here, or at least saying it might be best if you called and tried to set an appointment to come and look through some of these things. And
I
did ask, how do you make sure, these are wonderful documents that you've been able to attain through a donation. How do you make sure that they stay in this, good a shape, and also that they stay here, not end up in someone else's wonderful collection at home. So it was interesting to hear some of the, he said, well, we've definitely got security measures in place, but that's also why the gloves are out there and why all these other things to monitor and make sure that things not only
the same thing
stay
with like
there,
any historical exhibit like that they have at Wilson. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I feel like this one may have a little more broad appeal than some others that they may have, but they've got a ton of wonderful pieces there, beyond this collection. So something that's worth checking out regardless, but I'm sure their attendance may go up a little bit here over the next little while.
All right, Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.